Both of our readings today are very close, which is always good to see and hear. I want to focus though today with Jesus in the Gospel according to Luke. We're hearing over and over on our daily masses the corruptions, you could say, of the scribes, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees. And they're looking at Jesus, trying to find a way to pin him into the trap. And always the wise and cunning man, Jesus always gets out. I mean, he's God. I mean, he's going to destroy everybody on a conversation level. And something very interesting that came to my mind is that, you know, but realized their intentions to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up," and stood before us. He took it from a theological argument to an individual, a person, that Jesus knew that he was going to heal his hand, who was withered. "Well, come on up here." You know, he took it out of the classroom or the conversation of a theology or philosophy. Said, "Here's a person. All right, now let's talk about personality and relationship and how we're supposed to love and serve and support." All right, flipping the question to the Pharisees. "What is worse? To allow this person to die or to be suffered, or that they may be fixed and their suffering is saved on the Sabbath? What do you think?" It's a good question for each of us. What do we do on Sunday? What do we do with the Sabbath? "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. Very odd. Two directions. One that is teaching what we're supposed to do as a follower of Jesus, and others to trying to kill him. I think we need to, as Catholics and as Christians, to know of our morality, our history, our rules, if you will. But to know that, obviously, Jesus Christ and love and compassion and service is more important than what we believe in, again, the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Obviously, we want to study that. We know that. But what's the point if they don't see our love before we can teach them and that they can learn? We have to have that relationship with them through Jesus. And as the great quote is, the Christians are loving.